Hey, podcast listeners. Today's podcast talks about one of my probably most commonly discussed topics and something that is very near and dear to my heart, very core to the reason behind the work that I do. And that is this relationship between how you show up as a leader in your business and how you show up in your family. And as a leader, there are wonderful, wonderful aspects to that persona. And sometimes it creates some trouble in your family if you don't make the shift between these two parts of your identity, the person you are at home and the person that you are in your business. So being the business leader in your household can create some challenges. And that's the topic of our conversation today. And I hope it is useful to you. If you are, you know, in your listening of this podcast, realizing that you're not always nailing the shift between an entrepreneurial mindset and a familial mindset, reach out to my team and I, and we'd be happy to help support you and give you some more resources to find the graceful transition between showing up big in your business and showing up the way you want to show up with your family.
Welcome to the Zen Founder Podcast. This is a place where we have conversations about mental health and entrepreneurship. We have a pretty broad conceptualization of what mental health means, sometimes depression, anxiety, sometimes relationships or physical health. The goal here is to bring some calm into the crazy roller coaster of ups and downs that is life for many entrepreneurs. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. I'm a clinical psychologist and an entrepreneur, married to an entrepreneur, live in the world of entrepreneurs, and I'm so pleased that you have joined us for this conversation.
My name is Dr. Sherry Walling, and I am a clinical psychologist who specializes in the mental health and well-being of entrepreneurs and executives. And one of the things that I run into a lot in my practice is the challenge that leaders have in moving back and forth between their roles as someone who is running a company and their role as a member of a family, as a parent or as a partner to a significant other. And the challenge seems to be in not being able to transition effectively from the part of themselves that is used to being in charge and being a leader, and then the part of themselves that is needing to be aware of and oriented towards the needs of others. I'd like to talk about four signs that your entrepreneurial mindset might be causing some trouble at home. The first sign that I see that is causing trouble at home is a sense of self-importance around your time. I've heard entrepreneurs talk about, I just don't have time for this, or they get bored and agitated when they are reading with their children or doing tasks that they feel are beneath them. And I am all for hiring things out. Like, I think a lot of entrepreneurs should probably hire out household help much sooner in their entrepreneurial journey, because if it's the choice between folding laundry and reading to your child or doing something with your significant other that helps them to feel your presence and your attention, then the laundry is the least important thing. But because entrepreneurs are so used to squeezing every moment out of their lives, when they bring that mindset to their households, to their families, there can be this sense of this activity is below me. This is not a value add. This is not optimized. And those are the kinds of thoughts and perspectives that are not really helpful when we're thinking about spending time with people that we love. And so this sense of time urgency, the sense of time scarcity, this deep attention to trying to make every moment count is not always really optimal for emotional connection, for relationship, for life within a family. Another mindset challenge that can be difficult in family life is this adherence to optimizing productivity. And many of the entrepreneurs that I work with, again, they are committed to their companies. They're committed to using their time and resources really well. And so there's an orientation towards being productive, towards hacking, towards making sure that, again, every moment counts. But in family life, especially if you are raising children, Productivity, getting things done, crossing things off the list is often the least important thing in the day. Presence is the most powerful thing that we have to offer those that we love. And so our ability to be with them, doing nothing, being still, not particularly attuned to checking things off a list or doing chores or getting goals accomplished, but really allowing ourselves to be fully present and to be in play, to engage in activities that aren't particularly goal-directed or goal-oriented, but just exist for the pleasure and the delight of the doing of the thing. Those are the things that really bind us together in our families. And so if you're an entrepreneur and you are really thinking about maximizing your time, you just want to be really careful about bringing that mindset home and valuing productivity over play. A third mindset challenge that some entrepreneurs can bring home with them is to review their family members like they are reviewing employees. In family life, in the nature of the intimacy and connection in family life, we have a front row seat to everyone else's weaknesses. And to be in family life with that constant perspective of appraisal, and this optimization, this leveling up can make it feel really unsafe in our homes. And so with our significant others, with our children, these really intimate, close relationships are a place where acknowledging each other's weaknesses, but also offering a place of acceptance, of respect, of valuing people wherever they are on the journey and not necessarily orienting towards pushing them to be the best version of themselves all of the time. And I get it. A lot of my entrepreneur clients, and I am like this too, we really value self-growth and self-development, continuing to be a learner. Those may be things that are really important to you in your family. But the sense of appraisal and review and judgment that entrepreneurs and leaders can have towards their family members, again, creates this sense of not feeling safe, not being okay to just be in the place of rest and repose, but there's this pressure to always be performing. So if you find yourself judging your significant other or telling them to level up or making growth plans for them in your mind about things that you think they should be doing to be more successful or more effective or more productive, that's a good thing to check in yourself, because this is not the workplace. This is not the place of optimization. This is the place of love. It's the place of connection. It's the place of acceptance. Of course, those things are not all mutually exclusive. We can be committed to growth and development and well-being and also committed to love, but just be careful not to apply that mindset too dramatically to your family members, because it doesn't feel good. It's not safe. Another entrepreneurial mindset or leader mindset that can be brought home in a way that's very problematic is this expectation that your instructions are implemented. For my clients who are leading companies, they are very used to offering feedback or giving direction to making a decision and expecting that the machine around them will implement that decision. And that is absolutely how a company functions, right? Someone has a vision, someone is the decider, a plan is made, and implementation happens, and that's how we move things along in our businesses. But again, our families are a little different than that, especially if you're raising children. Teenagers are famous for their orientation towards not always implementing their parents' strategies and ideas. So if you are someone who's barking orders at home and who is really not paying attention to the desires, interests, motivations of your family members, you're kind of CEOing at home and in a way that, again, is going to create separateness between you and your family members. It's certainly okay to have a parent be in charge, and it's certainly okay to express your desires and your wishes. But this idea of barking orders and requiring your family members to implement your plans is certainly not going to last very well and is not going to let your family or is not going to leave your family feeling connected and cohesive. So it is important to remember that even though you might be the leader in your family, Your family is not a business. And so be very cautious and suspicious of your own sense of self-importance about your time, of your own valuing of productivity over play. If you are reviewing your family members like employees, giving them feedback, telling them to level up, that's not super okay. And if you are expecting that your instructions are just implemented, that's something to be aware of and be cautious about as you're thinking about how to create the kind of family dynamic that you want. Our families have a lot to teach us about how to be human. Our families have a lot to teach us about how to be in relationship. So it's possible that it works better the other way. Maybe you're learning things in a family dynamic, how to observe people, how to listen to people, how to attune to the interests of your children or those around you. And those skills can be useful in your business life. But just be careful about working the other way and having your business skills determine the quality of your family relationships, because that's not often the way that we want to do it. So if you want to have an amazing family and also run a fantastic business, my team and I have lots of tools and strategies for you. Please check us out at zenfounder.com, sign up for our mailing list, and we are happy to be a resource to you on your entrepreneurial journey.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of the podcast. In the meantime, feel free to check out zenfounder.com for lots of resources about the kinds of conversations that we have on the podcast. You can get information about working with me, about maybe joining a Zen tribe. It's sort of like a mental health boot camp for entrepreneurs. We also have lots of content on our blog, links to resources in our courses and books for sale. So check us out there, and we hope to provide anything and everything that you might need to make the entrepreneurial life a little bit easier.